Welcome to .org, KGNU's weekly look at local nonprofits.
Hi, this is Chris Schultz with KGNU's.org, and I'm here with Becky Milansky from Recovery Cafe. Becky, you want to tell us a little bit about your organization and what you guys do?
So we help people who are in recovery from substance use disorder, maybe mental health challenges, homelessness, PTSD, pretty much anything. We like to say everyone's in recovery from something and everyone is welcome. So we are completely peer-led. We are not therapy, but we have four peer support specialists on staff. Two are bilingual, bicultural, so that helps a lot with our Spanish-speaking community.
How do you work with existing recovery programs, and what makes you different from a recovery program?
We're different from that in that we don't tell people what to do, but we can support them as they make their own best choices. Whatever path they choose is their path. We truly believe there is no one right way to recover, but we can help work in tandem with their groups or if they have therapists, kind of whatever they want to do, we will support them on their way.
I noticed that one of your key volunteer needs is chefs, cooks.
Yeah, our cafe cooks. So currently we are in the basement of First Presbyterian Church in Longmont. This is always meant to be a temporary space, but because we do not have a certified professional kitchen, we're only technically allowed to reheat food there. So one of our key volunteer roles is being a cafe cook, in which people create a meal for 15 people, usually a main dish and a side, and bring it to the cafe. And we serve that for lunch. Every day we serve a meal, and it's just a great opportunity for folks to eat in community. For a lot of folks, this might be the only meal they eat in community or the only hot meal they have that day. So it's really important and part of our model to have a community-based meal.
One of the other things you guys were looking for was folks to run an activity or a class.
We have people who love to share their knowledge with our community. So we have classes like gentle yoga, arts and crafts, crochet, and more. The other week, we had a drumming circle that was taught by a man in recovery who found his recovery through music. And it was so much fun. We're all banging our hearts out. It was great. So yeah, if anyone has a skill that they would like to share with our community, I would invite them to reach out to me and we can try to schedule something. So if you are interested in becoming a member, you can just show up. We try not to have any barriers. All our services are completely free and anyone can come in to be a guest for the day, to come in, see what our community is like, share in a meal, and maybe attend a class or support group. And then if they want to keep coming back, then we ask that they become a member. And there's only three requirements for membership. One is that we ask that everyone is 24 hours sober. The second is that they attend a weekly recovery circle. These are our peer-led support groups, and these are a safe space where people can talk about their week, like a success, a challenge, a goal they want to set, and then ask for feedback from the community. And that's how we are very different from a lot of other support groups, and that feedback is welcomed and encouraged. And the third requirement is that we ask that they give back to the cafe in some way. And usually this is just by doing simple chores around the cafe. So our guiding principles are to connect with divine love in ourselves and others, to show respect, to cultivate compassion, to practice forgiveness, to encourage growth, and to give back. So those are for our members. For volunteers, they would just reach out to our website. There's a tab that says volunteer, www.recoverycafelongmont.org.
You've been listening to .org, KGNU's weekly look at local nonprofits. For more .orgs or for more information on this episode, visit news.kgnu.org.